Today's daf is Kilayim daf Samach Dalet. Samach Dalet, as we continue in Perek HaMavrich, and we're going to continue with the topic that we brought up yesterday in the Mishnah. We had the Machlokas yesterday on Samach Gimel Amabez of Hamasachik as Gafno, where somebody takes their vine and they stretch it and they let it grow, or not even let it grow. They actively stretch it and put it over the tfua of their friend. Says the Mishnah, Machlokas Tanoim. The first Tana says that makes it usser. That makes it usser. What becomes usser? We will see. V'chayev bachri yuso, and he's obligated to pay for the damages. And that's also going to come up today. We already mentioned from the Rishonim, but it's based on the Gemara, Medina Degarmi. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, no, ain't on the makhtar shtavashena shalom. You can't do that to somebody else's property. And all the Rishonim spoke about what's the difference between that and Basar Bechalov, what's the difference between that and Nevela, that was Tosfos and Yevamistav Pei Gimel, that was the Rosh here on the Mishnah v'chulu, and then Rabbi Yossi extended that with the story that even applies to Tvar Hefker. Ein Adam Osa Davashin Shalo, even in a year of Shemitah where it's not somebody else's but it is Hefker, even there we would say Ein Adam Makdash Davashin Shalo, which makes it sound that the problem is not somebody else's but that it's not yours. Right? There's two different formulations that one could have. For a davar she'ena shelo, is there a hafkas bailus of someone else, or is there a tzorich for yours in order to aser it? It might depend of how do you look at the reshus of hefker. That is true, right? Hefker. Does hefker mean nobody's? Does hefker mean everybody's? That's also a discussion, but not for now. Okay, so today we get into the Gemara, and then we will get back into Garmi a little bit later. Ksiv, Mosizra Karachal Kilayim. What is the source, as we're about to see, according to the Tanakhama? So the Pasuk says, Lo Sizra Kabrachal Kilayim. The Pasuk in Dvarim says, you cannot plant your vineyard Kilayim. So we're going to be Medai by the order. By the order. Instead of saying, Lo Sizra Kilayim Karmacha, right? Do not plant kilayim in your vineyard. It says, don't plant in your vineyard kilayim. A little bit unusual. So says the Gemara, Ein li ala karmacha. I would have thought a karmacha. Meaning, if it would have said the other way, if it would have said, don't plant kilayim in your vineyard, we might have been medayik. Only in your vineyard is it usur, but not in anybody else's vineyard. But karam acher minayin, how do we know to include karam acher? That's our girsa, to have the word acher, or acherim, tamalomar. We skip the next two words, karamalo, tabalomar, kilayim, right? Kilayim, meaning kilayim as the last word in the pasuk, teaches me to include even kerem acher. What does that mean? Look at the Mara Fulda. Tabalomar, kilayim, hachi garas harash, umi deksiv, kilayim, basar, karmacha, hu didayikla. For the fact that it says, lo sizra, karmacha, kilayim, means it includes even not just karmacha, your kerem, but it includes others as well. And what is acher? Acher even includes non-Jews. Non-Jews fields. Doesn't just say re'ehu, but it says acher. And acher includes even non-Jews. And that's why the Gemara says, Amar Rav Elazar, this brisa, that it doesn't only say, like the Mishnah says, Davar she'eino shelo, but it says acher, so that seems to be like Rabbi Meir Shita. Which Rabbi Meir Shita? As Rabbi Meir says, this will bring back Meseches Demai days, right? Rabbi Meir Amar, Ein Lugoi Kinyin Be'eret Yisrael Lepotro Min Amaisras. Rabbi Meir Shita is Machlokas Tanoim, many Tanoim on either side, and we spoke about in Demai that the Tanoim Shitas don't always line up. If you look in all the Bavlis and all the Yerushalmis, sometimes we have girsos of Tanoim saying opposite things, but Rabbi Meir says that a goy's bailus does not affect the chiyuv of Shubas and Maisers on Eretz Yisrael. Just because a goy owns it does not mean that the Kedusha is affected. Meaning what? While a goy has it, a goy is not interested in giving Shubas and Maisers. So it doesn't mean when a goy has it. When a goy has it, okay, it's in his possession. But it means if a Jew is kone it from a goy, so in that case, the mitzvos wouldn't be mufka, and that's here too. Kilayim wouldn't be mufka. And that's why, as Rabbi Meir Shita, it's kilayim applies not only in your field, but even in a non-Jew's field. Even in a non-Jew's field. So that's the diuk that the Brisa is like Rebbe Meir. Says the Gemara, one more line, maybe not, Amar Rebbe Yochanan Divrei Akolhi. Rebbe Yochanan says, no, it could be that this line that includes Acher is even Divrei Akol, is even according to the ones that say, Yesh Kinyan Lagoy Lefkiya Midei Maestras, right, that a goy can own it, Choshe Mishpat, he for sure can own a Choshe Mishpat, right, it's owned by the goy. The question is, does that ruin and prevent the Maestras? So Rabbi Yochanan says, maybe even according to that opinion, why Tiftar interpreted Begoy Shezara Karmo Kilayim, a case where a guy planted Kilayim, Vilachal Biman Yisrael, and then a Jew bought it, and, three words, Barafolda, Vachayev Mishumakayim. Right, we know Kilayim, the Isser, unlike other Mitzvot Atzliyas Baaretz, the Isser isn't only the Isser of planted Kilayim, maybe that's the only time you get Malkus, as we said yesterday. But the Isser is also of harboring and allowing Kilayim to grow, right? We have the Mishnah, Haroek Kilayim Bekarem, even if I don't do a Maisa. So that can apply even after a Jew buys it from a guy. The Isser is Kilayim, and therefore the Mishnah could be talking about both. One more line, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Travei Onam, Rinder, Rabbi Meiri. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi felt like the first opinion that really it's like a remeir, that's the more pashup shot, that we include goy, and that implies that ain kinyan legoy lahafkia midei maestros. We know that is a big topic that we discussed at length back in, it's in the Bavli, in Maseches Gittin, in Perek HaNizakin, whether yesh kinyan or ain kinyan, the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, question what we paskin, but the Rambam, the first Perek of Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Trumos first gives the borders. He goes through all the gvulos. The gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, you have to know. You have to know, why is this at the beginning of Hilchos Trumos? Because that's the first real mitzvah, Tzliya Ba'aretz, that the Rambam discusses in Sefer Zeruim. Remember, Sefer Zeruim starts with Kilayim, right? That's the first Rambam, that's the first Radvaz. The first Radvaz in Hilchos Kilayim discusses why the Rambam starts with Kilayim, right? What did the Rav Yehuda Nasi start with? Matnas Aniyim, right? Brachas Peah, Demai, that's unusual. Why is Demai sitting there? Demai is all about, you're not sure if they took off Shumas of Isis. They didn't even talk about Shumas of Isis yet. Why is Demai the third one? So Demai Kelayim, Shvis, Shumas Maisis by Sashay Nechal Arla Bikurim. So the Rambam switched around that order. The Rambam has Kelayim first, right? At the beginning of Zeruim. So why did the Rambam do that? So that's the first Radvaz. Let's review that, remember, because we're in the middle of Kelayim. We should review that every so often, says the Radvaz. Lefisha kadam li bir, lefisha ra'isi, where is this? Yesh li teitam, lama lo pasach pepeya, kemo pesha pasach atana. Why did the Rambam start off with matnas aniyim? That's later on, matnas aniyim. Why didn't the Rambam start off with that? We call it that because we're so used to that, but also that's part of the Rambam's genius. Why do you call it matnas aniyim? What does the Mishnah call it? Peya. So included in Peya is like a neshicha. The Rambam says, why should we call it Peya if it includes other mitzvos matnas aniyim too? So I'm going to call it matnas aniyim in contrast to matnas kahuna. Matnas kahuna, I'm going to separate trumas, maishas, maishas sheni, chala, right? That the chala is in bikurim. Chala is in bikurim. Okay, so Allah pasach bepeya, kabosh pasachatana, lufisha kasav, because the Rambam says the end of Hilchas Erechin, bitesvav, Ba'adar, Bezdin, Nifdim, right? We know what Bezdin does in Tesla Ba'adar. They go out and they rip up the Kilayim. Vihi Mishnah Bere Shkalim, Bechad Ba'adar, Mashbin Al Shkalim, Ala Kilayim. They announce to get rid of the Kilayim that have overgrown over the winter, and then you have to tear it out. Vyosadaf Ala Kilayim, Ala Koi, Upazah Bilchas Kilayim. Okay, because Kilayim maybe is referring to that earlier Mishnah. Okay. Va'od ki milas kilayim koleles kol mine kilayim. Kilayim is very wide ranging. It's very inclusive. And you try to do the larger topics first. Why? Kilay ilanos, kilay zroim, kilay akerem, kilay arbas behema, kilay begadim, kilay avodas behema. Interesting the order just there. He puts behema with harbas behema, cross breeding animals, and then shatnez, and then cross working animals. Because cross breeding animals might have more to do with cross clothing, kilayim, than with the other animal cross working. Ula olam darkos alav talk, bedvar makololim upasach bekilay zroim, ukitapasach tana dimas nisam. So that's the Radvaz, back why it's first. But the Rambam has kilayim, and then the Rambam has Matnas Aniyim, and then the Rambam has Trumas. So the first set of halachas that talk about a mitzvah, Tzliya Ba'aretz, even though Kilayim is also It's an iser hatfliya ba'aretz. It's not a mitzvah hatfliya ba'aretz. So that's what the Rambam talks about, all the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And right after he talks about the borders of the Ole Mitzrayim and the Ole Bavel, then he gets into our halacha, halacha yud, perek aleph halacha yud of Trumos. Goy shekara karka ba'aretz Yisrael. What, if a goy owns karka, lo hifkiya mina mitzvahs, elahari hi b'kdush asa. He has not uprooted from mitzvahs, it still retains its Kedusha, the Radvaz, the Rabban Paskins, like the Banda Amar, in Kenyan. Lefichach, imchazar Yisrael, v'lacha mimenu, and therefore if a Jew buys the produce, eino ki kibish yachid, elamafreshu muzer maestros, who may be bikurim. V'yakom mena Torah, kilo lo nimkro l'goy meyolam. And if a Jew buys it back early enough, so then it's as if it was never owned by a goy. V'yesh Kenyan l'goy b'Surya, lahafkiya mena maestros, mena shvias kiboshi yisbar. In Syria, in one of the lands, what we call Kibush Rabim, right? Kibush Yachid, Kibush Rabim, that's the Sugya David HaMelech added on areas to Eretz Yisrael. So that is Yesh Kinyan L'Goy, but that's not Eretz Yisrael proper. The Rabbah continues, Peiros Goy, Shagidlu Bakarka Shekana Be'eretz Yisrael, the fruit of a Goy that grew, Im Nigmar Malachtan Biyad Goy. If a Goy did everything in the processing, it not only grew in the field of a guy, but he did gemar malacha. He put it in a big pile in the field. Umerichan guy peturin miklum. So then, even if you say ein kenyan l'goy and a guy owns it, but if a guy not only grew it his property, but he harvested it and he processed it, so then it's going to be pater. Shnevar dagan chavalo dagan guy v'imlachan yisrael achar shenitzlashu kodem shetigamer malachtan v'gamran yisrael chayavin b'kol Torah. Right, that's the case I'm talking about, says the Rambam, where you bought the fruit before processing was done, and then the Jew did the processing. That's what we say. Ain kinyan l'goy. Umafresh shuma gadol avadot l'kohen. Uchumas meiser umochor l'kohen. Umeiser rishon hari ushalo. Bebreishu omer l'levi. Meiser ulakohen. Uchumas meiser ani bati mikoch ish. Enata michon litol mimenu klum. Okay. L'meiser, there might be reasons why you might not have to give it to the proper addresses fully. But that's the Rambam about yesh or ain kinyan. There is a limitation of the Chazon Ish. We're going to talk about this a lot, Be'ez Hashem, in the next Masech, then Masech HaShviyas. But on the first page of the Hilch HaShviyas, the Chazon Ish has Elatayim Adam Amar Yesh Kinyan Mikra Dagan Chav Lo Dagan Achri, as we just said. V'hainu Mipnei, according to the Man Da'amar of Yesh Kinyan. We said many Tanam hold Yesh Kinyan L'Goy. A guy's ownership is Mavkiya Midei Mitzvahs. Hainu Mipnei Shakarka Shal Nachri Megadelas Es HaTfuah. V'hu Lav Bar Chiv Truma Lo Rami Su Mitzvahs Truma Al Tfuah Zu. Afilu Ki Hadr Lacha Yisrael. There's no more Mitzvahs of Truma. Vidavka, says the Chazon Ish, and again, this is a big shita that has to be discussed. Vidavka, l'nin trumas ha'maisros u'bikurim, de mitzvos ninhu, gidol akum patur. Chazon Ish says, the whole sugya of Yesh or Ein Kenyan only has to do with the mitzvos. The mitzvos, whether there's a chiyah mitzvos on this land. Aval, but things that aren't, but halachas, that aren't mitzvos, they're more halacha, or they just flow from the status. Mitzvahs are also on the gavra, but things that are thrown from the status, aval, arla, vikilayim, de isure ninu, bechomakom shem gdelim asurim, duktusha zaaretz lopaka. Vahachanami begidil hektish avagav de potem chuli kabakan roibo kilayim. Interesting that he says that. Our Gemara seems to relate the sugi of Yesh Rein Kinyan to kilayim. He seems to say, no, that sugi is only by the mitzvahs. Shumas and Maisras and Chala and Bikurim. But when it comes to the Kedusha having to do with Arla and Kilayim and Shvius, then there's no discussion. Then it's for sure Ein Kinyan. Then that's not affected by the Goy. Yitzarach Lomar, Tam de Ikara Asela Hashbis Haaretz, the Efshadol Kulayama Ein Kinyan Lin Yin Shvius. And he continues about this. So we'll have to see how that works according to what we're going to talk about. Okay, we continue. So now we're getting back to the other part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had a machlokes, ein adam noser davar shein shalo. Right? If I spread my vines onto your tvua, is your tvua aser? Could I aser your tvua? The Tanakhama says yes, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say no. Says the Gemara, what about this case? Hane'evad. Ne'evad, we're quoting here a tosefta in Temura. A tosefta in Temura, which the girsa here is, if you look in the Tosefta and Temura, it's not exactly this lashon, but the Chazon Yecheskel, there, the Yecheskel Rabovsky, at the bottom of the Tosefta, says, He changes the girsa based on our Gemara. Says Hanevan, right? If an animal is worshipped, what if somebody else's animal is worshipped? If my animal is worshipped, I worship my animal, I can no longer give that animal a carbon. Right? Ne'avad is asur l'gavoa. So ne'avad, what if it's your animal? What if I go over to your animal and I bow down to it and I makabel it as a god? So ne'avad is tani tani bein shalo bein shalachere masur. One opinion says, is asur, even if it belongs to someone else. Even if I go over to your animal, it's asur. Is tani tani shalo asur v'shalachere mutter. And one opinion says, no. Only if it's my animal, it's going to be asur. But if it's your animal, I can't do that. Eid on the most of the Roshen shalo. So Gemara says, hey, maybe this machlokes is parallel to our machlokes. Let's compare kadshim and zrayim. Havan boen meimar mandar bein shalo bein shalachirim. The opinion that says usher, the opinion that says that you could even usher your friend's animal, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the first opinion in our Mishnah, which is anonymous in our Mishnah, but we assume it's that shita. Rabbi Yehuda mandar shalo usher shalachirim. According to the one that says no, you can only usher your own and not others. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon. That's the second shita in our Mishnah. Avin and the Moser davar sheinu shalo. So shall we compare the two? Shall we compare the possibility of assuring your friend's animal through serving it and assuring your friend's tevua by spreading your kerem, your vineyard on it? Should we compare those two? Slagamara says, maybe not. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi La, we haven't had him in a long time, Rabbi La, Dibri Akoli. No, it could very well be that the first opinion belongs to everyone. I mean, the first opinion in the Tosefta that says, you could assur even your friend's animal, that's even according to the opinion in our Mishnah that ain't on the most of Darmashin and Shalom. How does that work? Kimada Tamar Taman, just like we say over there in Temura, Davar Sheish Bo Rachayim, if you have an animal that's alive. Afalpi She'eno Nesar Lehedyo Nesar Lagavoa, even though if you go over to your friend's animal, he could still have it for dinner. But you can't bring it as a carbon because there's a higher standard for kachim. V'dechvase, so too here. Dar v'sheinu shalcha, avi sheinu nesar lehedyot, nesar legavoa. It could be that even though it's not nesar lehedyot, they would agree that it comes to kachim, you have a different standard. So even though by kelayim, they might hold the second opinion, Rabbi Yosef Shimon might hold ein adam makadesh, dar v'sheinu shalo, even though it says makadesh, but it means aser bahana for a hedyot, they might agree by kachim that it would be aser for to bring as a carbon. Good. So that is the sheet. The Rambam, what is the Rambam Paskin? So it's good to know the Halacha L'maisa. So this Halacha L'maisa is not going to be in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam, in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. The Rambam in Isurei Mizbeach, Perak Dalet, Halacha Hei. The Rambam says, Hanevad, Bein She'avad Shalo, Bein Shal Chaveiro, Bein Be'ones, Bein Baratzon, Bein Bezadon, Bein Bishkaga. This is the full treatment that the Tosefta has, not all in our Gemara. Bein Lefnei Hekdesh, Bein Lachar Hekdesh. Whether you served it after you makdashed it or before, harei ze aser. The Rambam says it's aser ne'evad. He passes like the sheet of the ne'evad is aser even shel acherim. V'yirash yipo amum v'kavua v'yipodem. V'ne'evad hu v'ne'evad hu v'chom ha'shalav aser l'mizbech shekol tzipui ne'evad aserim ba'na. Right, tzipui, anything that is noy. Right, there are four categories of avodah zarah that are aser bahana. Right here, our issue is if it's yours, then for sure everything is aser. The chiddush here is that it's even if it's somebody else's. But we have avodah zarah actually that is aser bana. Then there's the noy avodah zarah. The noy is like the what the avodah zarah wears and what you cover it in. And then there's the tashmishe avodah zarah. What are tashmishim? The shovels that I might bring something in. The cups of wine. The cups that I used to they used to bring the wine in. The broom that I used to sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah, all of those are Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Right? Utensils that are used. That's three different things. The Avodah Zarah itself, let's say you have an idol. You have an idol, that's Avodah Zarah. You have gold on top of the idol to beautify the idol, that's Noy Avodah Zarah. Then you have Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. The kalim that I use to service the Avodah Zarah. Right? And then I have the Tikrovas Avodah Zarah. What I actually give to the Avodah Zarah. Tikrovas, the carbon. The carbon that I give, that's Tikrovas. So all four of those are Aser Bana. It's interesting, we know there's a concept of bitul avodah zarah. A Jew can't be mevatel avodah zarah if a Jew owns avodah zarah. But a goy, if a goy has avodah zarah, he mevatel it, then he can make it mutter. He can take away the isser. That only applies by three out of four. Avodah zarah, tashmishe, and noy. But by tikroves, the other three, why does bitul work on them? Because it's basically preventing it from being avodah zarah in the future. You're not going to use it anymore. Tikroves was already used. Tekrovis was already given, so to speak, to Avodah Zarah. So ironically, the Tekrovis is worse than the Avodah Zarah itself. Tekrovis Avodah Zarah, ain lo bittel, the Gemara says. Okay, but that is the Rambam. So Rambam says, ne'evad we paskin is asur l'gavoa, no matter what. The Ravid says, ukma shel chavero b'sha'asa b'maisa. Look at Avodah Zarah in the Bavli, Daf Nun Dalet, it sounds like you could only asur someone else's item for Avodah Zarah is if you did an action. If you just bowed down and didn't touch it, so that's ain't the most of ever shenish shalom. But some say that the Rambam paskins like our Tosefta in our Gemara. The Tosefta quote in our Gemara doesn't have that limit. It doesn't say dafke if you did a ma'isa. No matter what, Nevad is going to be usher because of the higher standard of kachim. Most of the time, kachim has a higher standard. Once in a while, it has an easier standard, but maybe that's because it has a higher standard. What does that mean? What am I talking about? Right, that's the principle in the Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin. Amirasa l'gavoa, kimisirasa l'hedyon. To make something belong to Hekdesh, it's easier. Usually I have to do a kinyan to makna something to you. Right, I have to do a kinyan to vermatatlin, you have to pick it up. And for an animal, you have to pull it. Mishicha, hagbah, there are many different types of kinyanim. How can I give something to the base of Mikdash? Harezeh kodesh. I say, raise that kodesh, that's it. Amirasa l'gavoa, just saying that it goes to the base of Mikdash, kemisirasa l'hedyo. In Lumdis, there's a question how that works. Is that in lieu of a kinyan, it's as if you did a kinyan, or it's not even subject to kinyanim? Right, that's a question. And there are nafkaminas in terms of that. But amirasa l'gavoa, it's easier to make something hektish. But that might be because hektish is more encompassing. And it's not because it's more mekel, it's more machmir, it's more encompassing. There's a beautiful Yerushalmi on that, in Kiddushin, on that Mishnah, Amirasa l'gavoa b'shasa l'hedyot. What's the Yerushalmi? L'Hashem ha'aretz u'maloa. The whole world is a kinyan chatzir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's easy to make something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash because it's kind of going back into its natural state. L'Hashem ha'aretz u'maloa. That's Amirasa l'gavoa b'shasa l'hedyot. That's the Yerushalmi. The Bavli does not have that. Bavli does not have that as the source, but that is the Yerushalmi there in the first parak in Kiddushin. Question is one other question. If you look in the Zichron Shmuel is in the back of the Gemara. The Rambam paskins against right. He quotes his machlokas Rambam Ravid whether you need a meiser or not. And what's the Rambam shita? How could the Rambam, right, the Gemara there seems to say, Asaba Maisa, we don't have that here, but what's the svara for the Rambam? So, Ubir das Rambam Nira, he says, Mishim de Sfirulei, Tahadin, right, according to the Mandamar, Eina the most Darvashen Shalom. Don't you have to do a Maisa? If you do a Maisa, that overcomes. So he says, it must be Ne'evad Legavoa is different. Eino Mishum Chalos Shem Avodah Zarah Shechal Al HaNe'evad. The Isser to give a carbon that was worshipped to the Beis HaMikdash is not because there's a status change in the animal. Because if there's a status change in the animal, ain't not the most of Dharma Shana Shalom. You can't change the status of something that's not yours. Elo Mishum Dinevda Ba'avera. It's a mitzius. It's like we spoke about yesterday. It's like Basav HaChalav. I pour milk into your boiling hot chicken soup. Ain't not the most of Dharma Shana Shalom. No. That's not about a status. That's about an usur reality. And if there's a reality, then it doesn't matter. I did it. So when it comes to the Isser of Ne'evad to a carbon, so that's not because of the status of Ne'evad, but it's like Nirba. It's like, in Rachman al-Aslan, there was an act of bestiality committed with the animal. Oh, wait on the Moshe Dovah Shana Shalom. No, that's a Ne'evad Bo'aveira, right? V'alkein, or an animal that's a Shar Muad, a Nogeach, it killed a person. V'alkein lo shayach bazeh dina, dina mosad av shen shalom. Kivan dolo tzarech lachul shem avodah zara la chefza. You don't need a status on the chefza. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it's yours or your friends. V'chein kasav marana griz. And he says, and that's what the griz says. I don't know, it sounds like he said it first, then he saw it in the griz. But if you look in the Brisker Rav on the Rambam, and Hilchot Avodah Zarah, he says the same exact thing. The Brisker Rav on the Rambam, like we have, the griz says the same exact idea in the Rambam. That Ne'evad is not about a status, it's just about the reality. Like Nirba. The Linyan Lasu Lehedyo is because the shame of Avodah Zarah Shechal Olav. Aval Yisro l'gavoa ein zeh misham eizah chalo shem rak etzem maiso ha'avoda osarto l'gavoa kemo nogeach v'nirba v'chadome. It's come out the same words. He says, and that's the Yerushalmi in Kelayim like we have. Okay, Viter. There's a lot more. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar. Kansei, Rabbi Meir, Vavad Uvda, Dechvasei. Rish Lakish says that our Mishnah, the second part of our Mishnah, what's our Mishnah? Not if you, we just spoke about if you asser or not, your friend's thing, but what's the second half? Chai Bachriyuso. You have to pay for it. If I damage, if I spread my kerem over your tvua, so then I have to pay for it. Rish Lakish says, that's only according to Rabbi Meir. Why? Rabbi Meir holds of Garmi. As we said yesterday, Rabbi Meir is done deed into Garmi. Remember we said Garmi is somewhere in the middle between Maisa Yashir, right? That's Daraisa. Grama is Durabanan. Garmi is in the middle. Tosfos about Basra Chavbeis. Major machlokas Rishonim. Most Rishonim say that Garmi is a Din Daraisa. It's a Din Daraisa. That's, that, according to Rabbi Meir. Not everybody holds of it. But Tosfos quotes the Ritzbah, and a couple of times, Tosfos holds Garmi is a Din Durabanan. So Durabanan, Rabbi Meir is Machai Mi Durabanan. Mi Daraisa, there's no difference between Grama and Garmi. Mi Daraisa, there's no difference between Garmi. If you want just a Makar, we don't have time to read it. The Shach in Choshe Mishpat. Shin Pei Vav Aleph, classic Shach. He says, this is only Tosfos, and then he talks to three columns, and he says, really, everybody agrees to the same thing, there's no machlokas between the Rishonim. But it's a classic shock where he quotes 100 Rishonim, and at the end he says, really, there's Shalom between them, they're talking about A, they're talking about B, but about Garmi, Daraisa, Durabanan. But he talks a little bit about this Tosfos, that if you say it's Durabanan, because Mi Daraisa, there's no difference between Groma and Garmi. Again, this we're not doing that justice, but that's the there's a lot in Garmi. So Rish Lakish says, it's the Din Durabanan, V'avadov Dakamase. And Rish Lakish also, he lemaisa paskin like Reish Lakish, paskin like Rabbi Meir. Min hadah, from our Mishnah. Hamasachin is gavna gabi tvaso shachaveiro. Right, what does our Mishnah say? If you spread the gefen onto your friend's tvua, v'chimaas ha-maisa, elokish ha-hosif. Really, when did the iser take place? Not when you spread the karem, but when it grew 1/200th. So that's a perfect example where there's a delayed hezek. Lefi daita humosif, it grew on its own. So if it grew on its own and you're still chayiv, that's a classic case of garmi, right? We said there's a big discussion in every Rishon. What are the ingredients of garmi? What makes it from grama to garmi? What makes it from maisa hezek to garmi? One goes up, one goes down. So one of the definitions is that there's a delayed reaction. I set up a situation where hezek's going to take place, but then it happens on its own, right? And that's what happens here. It grew on its own, that's when it becomes aser. Chad Barnash, now we have another classic example of Garmi. Chad Barnash, Chavi, Silei L'Rabbi Elazar. Somebody came to Rabbi Elazar who did money changing on the side. And he came and showed him a coin and he said, you think this coin is good? Is this an acceptable coin or is this a puzzle coin? And it's worthless. So Amar Le'Tavahi, he said it's a good coin. And it ended up not being a good coin. And the guy lost a lot of money. V'yapsalis, and it became puzzle. And what happened in that case? Also, Uvdu Kumi Rav Shimon Lakish, they came in front of Reish Lakish. V'kantei Menadah, and he said, Rabbi Elazar, you are chayiv to pay, based on the following brisa. Hamar dina l'shulchani, if somebody shows a coin to a money changer, v'nimsara, and the money changer said it's a good coin, use it, and it ends up he has financial loss because of that bad advice, chayiv l'shalim, ibnei shukanosei sachar, he's chayiv to pay because he was paid, he paid wages, they relied on you, and because they relied on you and you messed up, so you have to pay. The Ma'ariv Fulda says that Reish Lakish says, if he just had this brisa, Hamar dina l'shulchani, he wouldn't have been convinced that we passed in that way l'maisa. But because it's in a Mishnah and not just in a Brisa, so that's why he passed in that way. So Reish Lakish used our Mishnah, and that's why he told Rabbi Elazar, no, you got to pay. The Gemara says, 1 second, Rabbi Elazar, no, say Sachar. Rabbi Elazar didn't do this for a living. So what do you mean? Why do you have to pay? Reish Lakish, the Svara of the Brisa was, because you got paid for it, he's really relying on you, and therefore you got to pay. Rabbi Elazar didn't do this for payment. Answer, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Avuna, hamachzik bokonosi sachar. But they really relied on him, as if he was paid. And therefore the same svar would apply that he was relied on. Good. Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, lo amar kein. Rabbi Yossi bar Bun said, we got the story wrong. Different version of the story. What was the story that we just had? Rabbi Elazar was brought money, and Reish Lakish went to him and said, hey, you got to pay. So here, a little differently. Ella, Rabbi Elazar amar kansi drabanan. Rabbi Elazar said, Rabbi Elazar held that anyone who's posel matbeos mistakenly, there's a knas derabanan. Not related to Garmi. Meaning it's not limited to Rabbi Meir. But somebody should have done better. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Kansi to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Reish Lakish says, no, it's just Rabbi Meir's knas. Rabbi Meir holds of Garmi. In this case of the messing up with the coins, that would only be a Rabbi Meir din, but not a Kulei Alma din. But what happened? Karasa uvda shalor Reish Lakish Lakish. So this happens. Rabbi Elazar messed up. So Reish Lakish went to him and just, can I ask you a harmless question? Shal Reshem and Lakish, Lor Balazar, Hayi Kansa Deman. Who do you hold is holds Chayiv if you mess up with the money? Amar Lei Durabanan. So Rabbi Lazar says, oh, I think everybody holds of it. Amar Lei Puk Shalem. Reish Lakish is like, okay, I hold this only Rabbi Meir. So if you don't hold like Rabbi Meir, don't eat it to Garmi, I wouldn't make you pay. But now that you said, everybody would agree to that, because it's something more than Garmi, so then I think you have to pay. Again, Garmi is a, exactly, again, what are the ingredients? If you look in the Rashbam, just as one or two examples, if you look in the Rashbam of Basra Sadi Dalit, the Rashbam says, and again, it's the delicate balance between saying, why aren't you chayiv because it's a maisa direct hazik? Or versus, why isn't this totally indirect in your putter? Garmi is somewhere in the middle. Like this case, you told somebody that his money is good, and then it wasn't good. Right? You rip the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf tries to find the source for Garmi. Our case, you spread out the vine, but it doesn't asser right away. It only assers after it grows 1/200th. Right? So there's different ingredients. Eino ose biyadayim elagorim achshav sheyavo hezek memelo la'acharzman. Right? Or that's the lashon of the Rashbam. Others say it still also has to be bari azeka. It has to for sure happen. Right? If it's only suffix that it's going to happen. If I open up your backyard door and your prized cow walks out and gets injured, is that garmi? That's probably grumma. Who says your animal's going to walk out? Who said it's going to get hurt? That's not bari azeka. There's also a delay until your animal walks out. So that's why the Ramban wrote a whole kuntras, Dina de Garmi, where he talks about all of these, 10 pages, all of these cases in Shas. When is it garmi? When is it grama? When is it maisa hezek? Okay, we'll have to stop here, Brother Shem. We'll continue next time with Kilayim Samachim.